to Chris's place with a key that I borrowed from his announcer, Scott Fletcher. The reason I'm whispering is because Chris is going to be here any minute now to do the show. Rav Star just wanted me to remind you about that thing from a few shows ago. You know, right? And if you don't, you can contact him on the forum or by email at ravsitar@gmail.com. That's ravsitar@gmail.com. Did you just hear something? Oh no, I think Chris is back. I gotta go. I gotta find a place to hide.
What's that? Why is my computer on? And why is it set to record? Huh? Who's been here? What's that? I see. Well, that's really strange. Oh well. I'll figure that out later. Let's do today's show. February the 27th, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor Show number 102.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, I'll bring you the winner of the 100th show special edition mug drawing, a few very important words about the cruise, and a new Photoshop corner.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, show number 102. My name's Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. And first, a few very important words, a very important topic. Please don't skip forward over this if you can. It's about the cruise, and if you are new to the show, the cruise is planned for September later this year. I'll be on board of a big Royal Caribbean cruise ship, taking with me listeners interested in digital photography to some of the most famous historic places in the Mediterranean in Europe: Athens, Corfu, Greece, Ephesus, Turkey, Venice. Now, those of you who have been listening to the show for longer will have noticed that I haven't pitched a cruise in quite a while, and the reason for that is not that the cruise is sold out, but that the cruise might actually not happen. Well, let's go a few steps back. When Lafayette Travel Center brought the idea up with me last year, it felt like it wouldn't be hard to sell the required number of cabins. It was a great idea, but yeah, we have a minimum number of passengers that we need in order to be able to make this cruise happen, and no one's really going to earn a lot of money on that. It was mostly a fun thing here. Well, unfortunately, the bookings have not been going as good as we had thought, and in fact, we'll need to sell 20 more cabins in order to make the cruise happen. So, if you've been planning to come along but didn't book yet, here's a last call for bookings. I was really, really looking forward to that cruise, but if we don't get the minimum numbers of participants until, well, let's say end of April, I think we can't make it. Now, if that happens, I'm working on an alternative thing to take place during the same time frame in September that I'll then offer to those who have already signed up for the cruise. It might not quite be the Mediterranean, but maybe we can pull something off and make that a photography workshop here in Tübingen on the Top Floor. There's lots of great places around here for photography, and yeah, the workshop I can do here too. It mightn't be as nice as on a cruise ship, but well, I think I'll be able to make it nice for everyone. I'm still thinking about that, but for now the cruise is still open, and maybe we'll get enough people to participate in order to make this happen. So yeah, if you have planned to sign up, please do so now. I'll keep you posted on what's going on here. On a happier note, we had the drawing for the 100th show special edition mug. The winner is Peter Oscar Shapiro, and the mug is on its way to you. Thank you for participating. And for those of you who didn't win, you can also still buy that mug for one more week until we take it off the online shop. I'll put a link to it onto the show notes of today's show. Now, I spent a weekend in Freiburg. It's that time of the year when large parts of Germany go completely crazy. It's the carnival season, and today on Monday, it's what we call the Rosenmontag, with parades all over the place. And here in the southern parts of Germany, they actually bring out all those old and traditional costumes and masks. Some of those wooden carved masks are actually hundreds of years old, and even though I couldn't do a soundseeing tour, I have posted a few pictures that I took over the weekend in the Tips from the Top Floor gallery. Go check them out. And now it's time for another
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
Version queue is one of those things that works behind the scenes of Photoshop and other Adobe applications, and it can make certain things very easy for you. Version queue is available in Photoshop CS and CS2. The things that I will mention today are based on CS2 and in some cases on the PC platform. Things on the Mac should work very much the same way. I just can't compare things myself as I don't have a Mac. First and most important, version queue allows you to keep multiple versions of the same document, which will make it very easy for you to go back to one of the previous versions if you need to do so. But before we get into the detail, let's get it fired up first. When I installed Adobe CS2, I made sure to also install Adobe Version Queue and Adobe Bridge. Bridge and Version Queue go hand in hand, and it makes a lot of sense to use them together. After the installation, my PC's taskbar shows a green leaf icon, and a right-click on that icon reveals a menu that will allow you to explore some further options. The most important thing here is the entry Turn Version Queue CS2 on or off. Let's switch it on for now. It'll take a few seconds and then you're ready to go. In order to get an image or a document into Version Queue, you'll first have to create a project. Here's an easy way to do this. In Photoshop, choose Save As for your image. Then, if you haven't done so yet, select Use Adobe Dialog in the bottom left corner of the Save As dialog. After you've done so, check the right top of the dialog. There's a little briefcase icon now that will allow you to create a new Version Queue project. And once you've done so and saved the image to that project, you're all set to use versioning in your files. From now on, whenever you make a change to a picture within Photoshop or another Adobe document within some of the other Adobe applications, you'll find a menu entry next to the usual Save As titled Save a Version. Let's give that a try by doing some changes to an image and saving multiple versions of it. Now let's open Adobe Bridge by clicking on the Bridge icon in the top right corner of Photoshop. Navigate to the file you changed by selecting Version Queue in the left pane of Bridge and then selecting the project you just created on the right-hand side. You'll see a thumbnail of your image in Bridge, but in order to see the different versions, you'll have to do one more step. Click the icon on the bottom right of Bridge in order to enable the versions view. And now you'll see that your image has more than one versions. Bridge will actually show you thumbnails and detailed information about all the versions that you have saved. And if you right-click on an older version, you can delete it, view it, or even promote it to be the current version. Even though the versioning capability in itself is pretty cool, things get really exciting once you start using multiple Adobe applications together on a project and share documents through Version Queue. The Photoshop Corner website, for example, is created using Photoshop, Adobe Go Live, Bridge, and Version Queue, and here's where it gets really magic. I create the screenshots for the Photoshop Corner website in Photoshop and save them in Version Queue. Now using Bridge, I drag them into the according web page in GoLive as a so-called smart object. Now whenever I update any of the images in Photoshop, they will automatically get updated in the according web page in GoLive. For example, look at the screenshot of this Photoshop Corners chapter Creating a Project. After I had the first version of that screenshot on this page, I thought that it might be nice to add a red circle in order to illustrate things a little better. So I double-clicked the image in GoLive, which brought up Photoshop, I added the red marker, I saved a new version, and as soon as I was back in GoLive, the image on the web page was already updated. Another great thing about Version Queue is that it allows you to share projects over the network. This way you could, for example, have a web designer create the website, a graphic artist working on the images for that site, and someone else working on some vector images. And in the end, everything gets pulled together through Version Queue. And if you find that the new version of that banner on one of the pages doesn't look as good as an older one, you could simply go back a version. But the real power of Version Queue gets obvious once you open up its advanced administration. From here, you can manage users in order to allow access for specific projects to specific users. You can manage projects, import data from previous Version Queue versions, clean up old versions of your documents, and even set up automatic backups for your projects. This way, you can keep your data safe and concentrate on your work. After having worked with Version Queue, Photoshop, GoLive, and Bridge for a while, I find it hard to imagine how I could have ever accomplished things without them. But even if you only use Photoshop, Version Queue is certainly worth a closer look. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to sign up for the cruise in case you've been planning to. Talk to you again on Wednesday. And happy shooting. I really couldn't go less. You make it such a mess. I don't know what a breath.